930 WFMD is at your service, featuring local business people who are experts in their field.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. This is Real Health with Dr. Amir Rashidian and Brandy Rashidian. This is where we teach you how to feel better, get stronger, and live longer. Hi, Brandy.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good. I think today we're going to talk about Real Health, which is the name of the show, and we're going to talk about why we named it Real Health. What makes health real? And if it's if there's real health, then that means there's got to be fake health.
Ooh.
So we need to find out how many of us actually are not really healthy. We're fakely healthy. Is that a word, fakely?
Well, it is now. You've just introduced it.
Okay.
I'm sure someone will add it.
Right. And this is, we're approaching the holidays, which is really good. So I'm extremely excited. If I start talking a little faster, it's because I'm looking forward to Christmas. So you like Christmas?
Yep. It's my second favorite holiday.
Right. The first one is Halloween.
Thanksgiving.
I knew that. I just wanted to say Halloween. Yeah.
It's a fun word.
We live together. We know each other well. So I came from the gym today, and because I'm trying to increase my real health working out, and I actually tumbled in the gym today.
Okay, so no. you mentioned this, that you were going to talk about it, so I told you not to tell me until we were on air so you could get the real response to this. Yeah. So I need to know how this happened.
Real seems to be the theme. But yeah, I tumbled, and it wasn't intentional, believe it or not.
I believe that.
Fell. So I put my bag down. I have a gym bag with all kinds of junk in it, and I put the gym bag down next to the bench, and I went to step over the bench, and my foot was caught in the strap of the gym bag, so it
gotcha.
Caught me, and I fell onto the bench. Then I thought my foot was free, so I went to move the foot over, and it was still caught, so I fell a second time on the edge of the bench, almost on the other side, and I realized my foot's still caught, so I shook my foot. So this wasn't like a 2 second thing. It took a while. So I took this and I thought my foot was free, but it wasn't. So I went to move over and then I rolled slowly off the bench onto the floor on the other side of the bench.
I would have loved to have seen that slow roll.
Yeah, so that's why I didn't get hurt, because it was three falls in one, and it was
that's
slow.
That's impressive. Yeah. I think that might be a record.
So I finally freed my foot out of the strap. I felt like some kind of, you know, animal was holding on to my foot and pulling me. Every time I thought I was free, I was still caught. So anyways, and then soon as I finally sat up on the bench and I looked across, and there's a buddy of mine staring at me the whole time, smiling.
So they observed the whole thing. I love it when there's actual individuals to see these things,
yes,
because they're so fun.
So he'll have a good story to tell today. And well, his name is Luke. Maybe he's listening. I don't know. But we're up to 10 listeners. Were we up to 10 last time?
I've lost count.
I think we have 10 listeners now.
Once we get to double digits, it's a little bit hard.
It's hard to keep track, but it's nice. So hello to all 10 of you, and thank you for listening. And Luke, you need to be a listener, so you know we talked about you. So he was nice about it, because then he told me a story about how he fell sometime back in the locker room. But he said,
commiserating.
When he fell, no one saw it.
Those are good friends.
It's better, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about that real health.
Yeah, so that, you know, a lot of times we when we feel good, we assume we're healthy, right?
You mean how we look and feel is not how we define health? Is that what you're saying?
It depends on who you are. Some people do define it that way, you know, and the question becomes, do you ever wake up in the morning and you kind of do an assessment? You go, huh, I feel pretty good today. You know, I don't have any aches and pains. I'm moving. I'm able to walk, bend, twist. I can do everything. No headache, no dizziness, no congestion. It's the flu season.
You know, some people are hearing this list and they go, do you mean some people wake up and actually don't experience any of those things? Most people experience at least one of those things daily that you just mentioned.
That's true.
So believe it or not, people, there are some individuals out there that have nothing on those lists.
Yeah. How did you feel this morning?
feel pretty good.
There you go. All right. I felt okay, too. Even after I fell, I was still okay. I think it was the adrenaline. But
I do have two rules. Don't get sick, don't get hurt. Yeah. So good job.
Rules of the family.
That's right.
Kids break that rule regularly. But, you know, when you if you wake up and you feel pretty good, how many of you will call the doctor and say, hey, doc, I feel really good today. Can I come in and get checked out?
I think that would seem silly to most people.
Yeah, probably the receptionist answering the phone would think you're off your rocker. And
our team loved those calls.
Well, yeah, our office is very different. So, by the way, just to recap, this is Real Health with Brandy and Dr. Amir. And we are from Mid-Atlantic Chiropractic Centers, two locations right here in Frederick. You are more than welcome to stop in and see us. If you happen to buy my book and you want me to sign it, come by the office. I'm at the South office on Monday, Thursday, and Friday. I'm at the North office Tuesday and Wednesday. It's on our website, midatlanticclinic.com. And so when we talk about real health is not exactly how you feel. Because if you think about it, what are the top killers in America right now? What are people dying from most?
Cancer?
It's actually heart disease.
Heart disease.
Cancer's next. Yeah, heart disease, cardiovascular issues like stroke, and obviously cancer. And then there's the chronic stuff like diabetes, mm-hmm. Obesity, arthritis, and autoimmune disorders and so on. So there's a lot. In fact, you know, you were right. I mean, it's practically a miracle if you feel good when you wake up. With all the viruses going around, with all the bacteria, with all the natural disasters that can happen, and then there's accidents, then there's bad people wishing harm on good people. You think about all of that stuff, it's absolutely miraculous if we're healthy. So, but let me ask you this. So heart disease is the number one killer in America right now, but the people who have heart attacks the day before, they felt fine.
Often that's the case.
But were they healthy?
Well, I mean, we would say no, right? The day after, at least.
Depends on your definition of health, right?
Right.
Because if your definition of health is if I look good, I feel good, I'm healthy, then someone who has heart disease assumes they're healthy because they don't feel anything. So as long as you don't strain yourself, as long as you don't run, as long as you don't exercise and there isn't pressure on your heart, well, you could have narrowed arteries, but there's enough blood going through to sustain life, and you feel fine.
Right.
And then you get a little short of breath. You just go, maybe I overdid it. Not a big deal. Maybe I'm dehydrated. All the excuses we use, right? But meanwhile, there's this thing brewing inside that's causing the arteries to get narrower and narrower until eventually there's clotting and constriction, and then parts of the heart start to die because not enough oxygen is getting to it.
I think it is important, though, to give a little bit of credit to the body. Because the body is amazing at compensation, right?
Adapting.
And adapting. And so I think we need to touch on that because we take credit away from the body. The body is amazing at being able to go, oh, this isn't how I need to see the world. Let me change this, this, and this. Or this is not how I need to function in the world. So let me alter this other process so that this looks like it's happening the way it should. So the body's amazing at making changes to let us believe that everything is good, right?
Yeah.
But we also are really great at not identifying or acknowledging when those little triggers pop up that go, hey, this wasn't quite right, before the body begins that adjustment to make those changes to adapt, right?
Absolutely.
So it's twofold. We're not listening to our bodies, and then the body's going, okay, you're not going to fix this, I will.
Right. Yeah, man, and it does its best until it can't.
Right.
Which is why you have to lose 75 to 90% function before your symptoms show up, because your body's constantly trying to make it work on its own, you know? So we see people, how many times, I would venture to say, I don't know the numbers, I'd venture to say, because you mentioned cancer earlier as one of the killers in America, which it is, it's killing way too many people. One would be too many, obviously. Yeah. And we're talking thousands on a monthly basis, which is tremendous. But most of those people, when they get diagnosed, it's not because they didn't feel good.
Right.
It's because they went in for a routine checkup and the doctor happened to catch that cancer. Mm-hmm. And which means they looked good and they felt fine. So we cannot judge our health by how we look and how we feel.
The third option, too, is that they ignored certain signs that were beginning to pop up.
Oh, it's possible. You know, I hear all the excuses. You know, someone will have a headache and say, I'm just dehydrated. Well, do you know you have to literally not drink any water for 8 days to truly be dehydrated?
Right.
I mean, that's when you die of dehydration. And everything we eat has water in it. In fact, even coffee hydrates you temporarily, even though the caffeine then later acts like a diuretic and makes you lose water, but initially it hydrates you. So it's really difficult to be that dehydrated. And then someone else will have heartburn or acid reflux or stomach issues. They'll say, oh, I'm just stressed out. You know, it's just stress. I'm fine. You know, or someone will wake up with stiffness and tension and tightness. They go, I must have slept funny. Well, you know, what's funny about sleeping and why did you sleep funny? Don't sleep funny. But you know what most people...
We do have a few funny sleepers,
yes,
in our family.
But there's nothing funny about funny sleeping. It's painful. And I always say, don't fall asleep on an airplane. Try to stay awake.
It's amazing our middle son doesn't ever wake up of complaints of funny sleeping.
Well, both the two younger ones were hanging off the bed when I saw them today.
It's impressive.
Yeah. I don't know how they didn't fall off. But yeah. So and then you know what my least favorite excuse is that everyone says? It's, I'm getting old.
Oh, yeah.
So many people say that. So I'm just getting old, so I'm supposed to have all these issues. And, okay, maybe, but is it that you're getting old or is it that the problem you've been ignoring is getting old?
Right. There are five. We have the five most dangerous words. Can we say that now or do you want to hold off on that?
Sure.
That people say, right? So they finally come in to see us or they finally say that they've gone to get assistance somewhere for something that's popped up. And we go, why did it take you so long? And they say, I thought it would go away.
Yep. Thought it would go away. That's it. You know, I've said that.
Yeah.
I know our 10 listeners, one of them must have said that at some point in their life. We all think something's going to go away. And you know what? The symptom does go away. So if you've ever had back pain and it went away, the pain went away. And you're like, I don't know why I had back pain. Or I didn't do anything to treat it. I just rested. I took some anti-inflammatories and the pain went away. Or I took some painkillers and then it went away. Well, the cause of the pain didn't go away. The problem didn't go away. And the symptom went away, which means it's no longer acute. And your body learned to adapt. But now it's degenerating. And it's wearing out. And eventually it's going to come back with a vengeance. And you need to find out what that was and what was causing it.
Yeah. It's like that's a sign of potentially reaching that tipping point between acute and chronic. Right.
Right? Yeah.
It's kind of you're stepping into that next zone at that point. And it takes so much longer to get rid of things once they've set into the body like that. And unfortunately, it also costs more. If we would just begin to listen to our bodies and go and question it and go, wait, what is this? And let me dig a little deeper, right? I think that we do that with other people in our lives, but we don't do it to ourselves, right? When one of the kids come up and go, hey, this is blah, 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 right? Can I say that on the radio? Blah, blah, blah. I should have better words than that.
They'll beep you out. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. When they come up with a problem, we begin to ask questions. Go, well, how long did that when did that start? How long has that been going on? What does it feel like? Does that happen when you do this, this, and this? Right? We begin to inquire. How often do we do that with ourselves? We're so busy that we go, oh, yeah, that hurts. I'll take a painkiller and just move on. Right? How often do we do that as opposed to going, oh, I wonder why that's happening. I wonder what that could lead to if we would just ask a few more questions.
I can hear right now our audience saying, you know, but I go in and I get regular checkups. You know, so I get my heart checked every year. I get my blood work done every year. I get my blood pressure checked every year. You know, I'm doing all these things to find out if there's something going on because I understand that you may not necessarily feel the problem.
Right.
And I want you to understand, early detection is not prevention. You're not preventing anything by getting regular checkups. I'm not telling you to stop. Keep doing your colonoscopies and your heart exams and
early detection is an important part.
It's important. Yeah, you want to catch everything early, whatever happens.
But let's call it what it is.
Yeah, you're not preventing anything. You're not preventing it. You got to learn how to prevent. See, as long as the definition of health stays, I just want to look good and feel good. And if I look good and feel good, I'm healthy. Then how you go about your life is very different. So you go get checked and there's nothing bad on your test and you feel good. You assume you're healthy. But listen, there's things that could be brewing underneath. I'm not trying to scare you. I just care about you and want you to know that the definition of health should be different. Because if our definition of health is feel good, look good, you won't go to the doctor till you don't feel good, look good. And when you do go in because you have some kind of pain, first thing they do is give you some painkillers. Well, what does that do? It stops the sensation of pain, but it doesn't get rid of the cause of the problem. So you're still not dealing with the cause. And when the pain goes away, you assume you're healthy again. And if it gets bad enough, what are our options? Surgery, right? But then there's so many times where the doctor will say, oh, it's not bad enough to operate. Wait till it gets worse, and then we'll do an operation. Wait till it gets worse, and then we'll fuse your back. Wait till it gets worse and we'll give you a hip replacement. But until then, take painkillers and live with it. And you go, wait a minute, how can I prevent that surgery? How can I prevent this from getting worse? Is there a chance I can make it better? A lot of times I hear when it comes to things like hip replacement, you know, patients will say, oh, my doctor says I'm getting old. And my question is, does your doctor know that both hips are the same age? Why is this one wearing out, not the other? Why didn't they? Not sometimes both wear out.
I bet you we could call a mechanic and ask them about why two tires on a car would be worn out while the other two are in perfect condition.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like you hit a pothole. You throw off the alignment in your car and you get out. You look at your car. It looks fine. You kick the tires. They don't fall off. You assume everything's okay. You get back in, keep driving. And the car's driving fine. So you assume nothing happened. But a few thousand miles down the road, the mechanic says you need new tires, only on one side of your car.
You go, wait a minute. I bought those all at the same time.
Right. I got all four tires from the same place at the same time. Why are these two wearing out, not the others? It's got to be the alignment.
Right.
Same thing with your lower back. You've got an L5 disc that's wearing out. Yeah, didn't you get all your discs from the same place at the same time? Why is one wearing out, not the others? Why is that one bulging? Why is that one pressing on a nerve while the others aren't?
Yep.
At some point, maybe you misaligned something that caused wear and tear, just like the misalignment of hitting a pothole. So our definition of health has to change. You cannot say health is equal to how we look and how we feel. Health is truly how we're functioning. Function means your immune system is functioning. Your cardiovascular system is functioning. Your musculoskeletal system functioning. Your digestive system functioning. And all those systems are functioning in cooperation with each other, monitored and controlled by your brain, which is technically the nervous system. See, there's a nerve that goes to every cell, every tissue, and every organ in your body. As long as there is communication between those organs in your brain being monitored correctly and properly without interference, you should have the best health you ever had in your life.
100%.
That's called normal, by the way. You know, they say everybody...
You just blew everyone's mind because everyone went, wait a minute. That's not my normal.
Yeah, that's normal. So somebody needs to look at your back and tell you if your pelvis is level or not. And sometimes that takes x-ray because it could be a few millimeters off and you wouldn't notice it. You wouldn't see it. You go for runs and the right side sciatic starts to bother you. You're like, wait a minute, I ran with both legs. Why does this one bother me, not the other one? We don't even think about those things. We just go, oh, something must be wrong. Let me take a painkiller.
Yep.
Well, something is wrong and it only got flared up because you stressed it. And until you stress it, you won't know it. Just
Correct.
Like until you check it. So what if you had, say, a really great team of chiropractors at Mid-Atlantic Chiropractic take a look at your spine, and you come in and you say, you know, doc, I don't feel any pain, and I look pretty good, and but...
We will probably even agree with you.
I heard you on the radio, and you said the definition of health is not how you look and how you feel. It's how your body's functioning. So will you check and see how my body's functioning? And then what we'll do, one of our chiropractors will do a full assessment, ask you a bunch of questions regarding the functions of your body. And then that doctor will probably order some tests like computerized scans of your nervous system to see if the nerves that control your organs and blood vessels are healthy. Check to see if the nerves that control your muscles are healthy. We'll do electromyography and see if there's proper muscle tone around your spine, if there's an imbalance there. We'll see if there's abnormal blood flow around the spine using thermography. We'll look at range of motion with X-ray. We'll look inside, see if the alignment is accurate and correct. We'll do a full assessment, all because you felt fine and you still look good, but you want to be healthy. You want to make sure you stay that way. See, it's not how long we live, because nowadays we've learned to keep people alive. Mm-hmm. We strap people to machines, you know, and keep them on medication. And unfortunately, we're shackled by those meds. We're walking around, you know, we want to go on vacation. We have to pack a separate bag just for the drugs. The average American's on like 18 prescription drugs annually. That is tremendous. Why is it so high? And I know people who are on no medication. So then you have somebody's on no medication, but the average is 18. That means somebody's got to be on 36 different drugs. You know, it's unbelievable. The United States of America is roughly 5% of the world's population. But we consume 50% of the world's production of pharmaceuticals. If these drugs made us healthier, we would be the healthiest country on the planet. And unfortunately, we're not. We're like ranked 37 or 38 out of 40 industrialized nations. We're near the bottom in health. That includes things like obesity, arthritis, diabetes, all the chronic issues. You even look at addictions and so on. Addictions to pain meds. We're one of the worst there is. Part of the problem is we don't teach our kids how to deal with pain.
Yep,
that's got to be a different talk for another day, because that's a whole can of worms right there.
That is.
But one of my prayers for my children is that God would teach them how to handle pain, how to learn to live with pain, because pain's a part of life.
It is.
But sometimes, you know, that pain doesn't even mean you're unhealthy. Like if I sprain my ankle and I feel pain, that pain tells me I'm healthy.
Right.
Because I'm supposed to feel pain. Now, that ankle sprain needs to heal, and then it needs to be rehabbed.
Right.
That's not the kind of pain I'm talking about. I'm talking about the kind of pain where you say you slept funny.
Right.
You're sleeping, the weight of your neck is not on your head is not on your neck. So sleeping shouldn't cause problems unless there's some pre-existing issues.
Right.
We had a patient come in and she originally came in about 4 years ago. And we did X-rays of her neck, and we saw that the curve of her neck was lost, and she had slight narrowing at the C6 disc. Sixth cervical disc was narrow. And I said, you know, we got to keep an eye on this, because if this gets worse, it's going to cause you problems, and you need to restore the curve of the neck, because unless you restore alignment, that disc will continue to wear out. So alignment is important. And also loss of curve in the neck will reduce blood flow to the brain. And it's actually a marker for longevity. So we've got to restore curve of the neck, take pressure off that disc, preserve that disc so it doesn't get any worse. And we prescribed a plan for her. Well, she said, I can't do that plan. It takes too much time and it's expensive. And so I'd rather not do it. And so she did come in sporadically and get checked. But then 4 years later, we took another X-ray. And the disc that was mildly narrow was now severely narrow. Mm. And there were bone spurs around it. It was actually shocking to see how much it had gotten worse over those 4 years. So now we're
dealing... That's devastating news.
Yeah.
So
now we're dealing with the pain of regret. And you go, oh, you know, and no disrespect to other professionals other than chiropractors, most doctors would say, oh, she's getting old. So wear and tear in a disc is part of aging. Bone spurs are part of aging. Arthritis is part of aging. But unfortunately, that's incorrect, because why is C6 wearing out, not C5, not C7? It's only that one.
Well, and if you take 20 other people of the same age, you would expect to see the same type of degeneration as you would with one, if we were saying that it's due to age, right? But
right.
You cannot call it something broad like that, like age is what's doing it, when it's not consistent across multiple people.
Right.
And
she's in her early 40s. It doesn't make sense.
I'm going to say that's young since I'm in my mid 40s. So that is way too young to be having that level of degeneration.
100%. You know, anybody who says I'm getting old and that's why I'm having problems, I say I'll show you somebody older than you who has less problems, and I'll show you someone younger who has more problems. So yeah. If it was age, everybody would have the same. There'd be a book. It would say, at 40, you're going to have this. At 45, you're going to have this. At 50, you're going to have this. At 89, you're going to die. And there would be a book. And everybody would follow that book, and it would be exactly the same for everybody. But it's not. Right. And so we cannot use age as an excuse. Change your definition of health. Stop relying on how you look and how you feel to determine whether you're healthy or not. So bringing it back up. I fell today, right? I fell and I didn't feel any pain. I don't think I got hurt, and I don't think it bothered me one bit. But guess what I'm going to do later today? I'm going to have one of our doctors check me and look to see if I misaligned something with that fall, because 90% of the time, you don't feel it. You don't know it's there. And the earlier you catch it, the better it is. The longer you let it go, the harder it is to fix it. The longer it takes to fix it, the more expensive it is to fix it.
And let's teach our kids this early, because it makes a huge difference. I picked my son up. I was a little bit late. I had to run back to the office with him to wrap up a few things. And I said, hey, buddy, I'm sorry. We're not going to go straight home. I got to go back to the office. He goes, oh, that's okay. I need to get in and get checked because I have a game tomorrow. Like, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, and we do this in other areas. And I think we need to talk about this because we're almost out of time. But I want to talk about other areas of our health. Let's talk about dental, for instance, mm-hmm. where we already know what prevention is. We already know what, you know, trying to look and evaluate and going, yeah. I get checked. I don't go get my teeth cleaned because I'm not brushing my teeth every day. I brush my teeth still. I still go get my checkups twice a year, right? Because I want to know that my oral health is good. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing we do that with.
Yeah. Can you imagine if I said I'm only going to brush the right upper teeth in the back because those are the ones that hurt today?
All the dentists out there listening are cringing right now. They're like, don't do that.
Well, listen, thank you for listening. I know we're running out of time here, and we want to wish you happy holidays if we don't talk to you some more. We are so grateful that you listen. We are so grateful that you support us. Freddie Communities has been awesome. We want to continue to help you and support you. I know there's a lot of people out there who are having some aches and pains, who are wanting to be healthy, who want to get checked out. Stop in by the office. Just say, I want to check up. There's holiday deals right now at the office that you can take advantage of. We have two locations for your convenience. We're open early hours, late hours. We have a team of four chiropractors that would love to help you and serve you and check you.
I have a great idea. Just for the holidays, why don't we do this? If you guys go online to Amazon, go ahead and purchase one of Doc's new books, and bring that Amazon receipt in, and we will actually get you your entire first visit checkup on us.
That's a good idea. Let's do
that. How about that?
Books on Amazon. It's in every bookstore or whatever, but just bring your receipt that you purchased the book.
Give the name.
The book is called Cracking the Stress Secret, How to Turn Pressure into Power. Cracking the Stress Secret, How to Turn Pressure into Power. And our website is midatlanticclinic.com. Go on there, schedule your first patient appointment, and let's be healthy during the holidays. We love you, appreciate you, God bless you.